And so you're going to run for 24 straight hours. You said that is your goal. You're doing this in Dodge City starting September 26th at 9 a.m. to September 27th at 9 a.m. And you originally were going to do this alone because of the pandemic, correct?
Well, it was just something, that's some of the reason, yes. And then it was just something that I wanted to do, and I told a couple of friends of mine, and one really bugged the heck out of me to, oh, make it big, make it big. I'm like, no, it's just something I want to do. But I'm like, well, if you want the awareness to get out there, the more people involved, safely, of course, the better to get the awareness out there.
And so if people want to come find you or witness what you're doing this weekend, where are you running, and I guess what part of town can they find you in?
Hey, you bet. I'll be running up at the north part of Dodge City, which would be up by the softball baseball complex. Basically, it's a 2 mile square, which would be going from Ross Elementary School to the Knights of Columbus on 6th Street, and then west down the front of the street or alongside the bypass towards Mead Lumber, back north up 14th Street, and then back over to Ross Elementary School. It'd be just one big 2 mile square that I'll just move forward around and around and around.
And Rod, I know your flyer has a QR code on it that people can donate to the awareness. Yeah. But if they don't have the flyer, how can they donate, or where do they donate to?
They can go to Addict to Athlete website, and they can donate through that page. I have a Baker's Garage Gym logo that kind of derived from a little family fun. We've pieced together a gym in our garage and kind of joked that it was the Baker's Gym. So I had a friend of mine make us some t-shirts. So that's what, I guess, well, I'm going to have a team name. That's what it is. So you can just click on that logo, and it'll go to my fundraising page, I guess, for lack of a better word.
All right. Again, Rod is running for 24 straight hours this Saturday in Dodge City from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sunday. So come show your support to him in Dodge City. And Rod, just want to mention, and I'm sure most, if not all people would agree with me, that it's so great to hear a story like this, especially with all the stories that we hear, all the news that we hear here recently. So it's good to hear a good story and feel good about something. So thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you for having me. It's just something that's positive, and I think not just here in this part of the country, but everywhere, just could use a little positiveness. So if anybody's more than welcome, if they want to come walk beside me, jog, ride a bicycle, honk, throw a bottle of water my way. looks like record highs of heat now all of a sudden for Saturday too. So that'll make it even more interesting. So more the merrier.
That's Rod Baker of Dodge City. He's been joining us to talk about his 24-hour run to raise awareness of recovery from mental health issues and alcoholism and drug addiction. Come join him on his 24-hour run. That's September 26th to September 27th, 9 a.m. to 9 a.m.